The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your nose. You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey, there's Warren!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
Everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for December 14th, 2010. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tailor of armor, the baker of fine cookies, the baker of fudge, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel. That's guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkman's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkman?
Very good.
Very good?
Very, very good.
Very, very good, she says. Had a bit of a wet weekend, didn't we?
Yeah.
And since we all love the mud, let it flood, let it flood, let it flood. Oh, never. God. We had our yearly flood this weekend. Not as bad as last year, though.
Well, that's because the dike didn't break.
Let's hear it for non-breaking dikes. Yay!
But it was a record as far as water.
Right, it was a record as far as height, but it didn't exactly stick around.
This time it went up and it stayed there for several hours, and then it finally slowly dropped.
Right.
I mean, when Eric and I took off in the morning, the roads were still covered in water.
Mm-hmm.
And I have sat there for a minute and went, well, I know that the water level's down, so this can't be as deep. You know, it's normal.
Yeah.
So we braved it.
Well, you certainly didn't go... to the highway the same way I did.
No, I
down by Bringer's Farm.
You take that way, I go the other way along the dike road.
Yeah, there's no way that your Saturn would have made it the other way.
Well, no, because it dips.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuck around a lot longer. I mean, usually it goes up and then it drops, but this time it went up and it stayed up for, well, from 3 till 8 before it really started dropping.
But, like, you know, last year it was up, and then it stayed 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 up some more. And then it stayed up even more, and then kept creeping closer and closer to the house.
Well, like I said, that's because part of the dike broke further up, you know, the road. And that was allowing more water to come through.
Right.
You know, it could have been, you know, not as high, but... with that dike broke like that, you know, it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
We had more water.
Right.
Just more water.
I'm going to go ahead and comment on things that are being said in the in-game chat channel there. The Gnome Heritage Armor has been released.
Oh, cool.
Yep,
is that the one that looks...
yeah, this is the one that Nobrin
steampunkish?
Designed.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the one that Nobrin designed. Looks
Yay,
good.
Nobrin, we love you.
It looks good. Not something that, you know, definitely not Ranger-ish.
Isn't it sort of steampunkish?
Yes.
I haven't looked yet. I'm crafting at the second, so I wouldn't be able to look yet. Yes, I'm doing Frostfell items.
Darn you.
Well, I have a Frostfell house now, so... Oh, that reminds me. I gotta get you to break me out of my house.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that later.
I gotta get the transporter pads over. So, yeah, I have a whole house I'm going to use for just Frostfell and Hallis items. Mm-hmm. Figure I'll throw Hallis items in there because they're frosty.
Sure, why not?
Who knows, maybe I'll put some Rime items in there too because they're frosty looking too, and that would fit.
Yeah, definitely. I need to come over here and light up speaking, the Christmas trees.
Speaking of houses, I am so friggin' happy.
What? Why?
Why? Because I got more room.
Oh, yes, that's right. Apparently, our talk with Nobrin last week did some good. Because
Nobrin
just a few...
Nobrin wasn't here.
Oh, I mean with Hrothgar. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Because a few days after Hrothgar's appearance, the concern we had about the Tier 5 housing, including the Mistmoor Crag Estate, was looked into, and we all received 200 more item slots. Actually, I'm not sure if the T5... Yeah, I'm not sure if T5... the five-room house, T5. If the five-room house was affected, I don't think it was. But the Mistmoor Crag Estate has two more. I'm not sure.
I looked at... Well, maybe I did buy that already. I don't know. I'll have to... I don't know. Well, maybe not. But I am so thankful. And, you know, we use feedback when we run into things that maybe we don't like. But do we ever use feedback, you know, to praise? I mean, as soon as I found that out, it was like I sent feedback thanking all of them.
Oh, definitely.
Whoever reads it. It was like, oh my God, bless you guys. And...
Amiris?
How do you say Amiris? Mm-hmm. Amiris, you need to grab Greg and give him a big hug and a kiss from all of us.
Absolutely.
Please. That was so grateful.
Definitely.
So gracious of them to do that for us.
Yeah, I would definitely say everyone do a slash feedback and thank them all for more room in the housing. That's great.
As I really needed it. That was so nice. I'm staring at that extra space there going, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'm not running to fill it up right away, honest.
Yes,
but now at least... no, I'm not. I mean, you know. I think there might be a few items I can move over now that I did not... That I would like to have had. So I'll put them out. And I'm so happy. So, so happy.
And I'd like to welcome the visitors who are going to the Legion of Kithagor Hall right now. The Legion of Kithagor Frostfell Party is in full swing. We're all gathered around socializing with our guests. There is a big old buffet table here in the Frozen Lake. If you'd like to come on over, and I believe most of the items here on the thing, you can right-click and take a serving. Yeah, looks like just about everything on the table can be consumed in-game. So go right ahead. Big old buffet there.
I looked at that the other day. Mm-hmm. That's really neat looking, what you did.
Oh, thank you. I like it. It's certainly a lot better than the room that I had designed at first. I think.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, this definitely fits the layout a bit better, I think. The layout of the hall, where we're not confined into a room.
For Lena, who says there's 7 years and 4 days, I think it's what it had to be, 255 or something?
Yeah, it was like...
Four.
Yeah, it was like 255 or something like that.
Yeah, that seems to be the magic number. And yeah, you have to claim it.
Let me take a look here. Where was that? Yeah, if you, open your inventory window... And hit the miscellaneous button.
She's at 2559. She should have it.
Yeah,
already.
You should have that. Do a slash claim and check that again. That is something you have to claim.
And if it's still not there, then do a petition.
Yeah, I would petition for that.
Just to find out, you know, what happened to it. maybe one of the Gibble Goblins has tried taking it. But I've been harvesting my little butt off here in Frostfell, and I can tell you the top 10 rarest items in the harvests. There's more than 10, but I can give you the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear what they are?
Sure.
I mean, because I've been harvesting my butt off. I have over 400 of stuff. In other words, two big stacks of stuff.
Go on.
So let me pull up my bags. So, like I said, I've been harvesting my little butt off. So, let me do a backtrack here. Okay, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Coming in at number 10 on the most rare of harvests for the things for Frostfell.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar and spice mix. Well, I have over, you know, I'm deleting stuff as I'm going, by the way, when I'm harvesting now. You know, I have several, you know, 200 stacks of everything else, but I only have 158 of those. And then coming in at number 9 is purple fabric dye. For some reason, that's another rare harvest, and I have only 156 of those stupid things.
Oh, that's weird.
Coming in at number 8, festive fabric. And I only have 145. What am I down to, 7?
I have no idea.
Black fabric dye. Only have 147 of those. Only where you get this. The next rare item coming in at number 6. Yeah. Raw fowl. I guess there is a shortage of raw fowl.
Well, you know, those ducks that are wandering around the Kinos Harbor can only reproduce so fast, hon.
Well, they need to get their butts in gear and stuff.
And you know there are no turkeys or chickens.
Yeah, I know. It's just raw fowl. Coming in at number 5, gold fabric dye. Just 139 of those. And that's a lot of harvesting just to get that, okay?
Yeah.
Number 4, cured ham. About the same amount. Number 3, fancy purple wrap. You can use a lot. You can use that for a lot of different things. The bows, the lanterns that float.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Followed by fancy black wrap. It's a real rare item.
Well, sounds like the black stuff is rare in general, then.
I know. Okay, and coming in as number 1, the most rare Frostfell harvest item is... Do we get a drum roll? Blue fabric dye.
You know, here I am. I was about to say that, you know, I was about to announce that my mom is here and she's downstairs listening. But no, she's snuck in the room and she's on the bed right behind me.
Well, it's better to listen to you that way. So.
Folding clothes. I told you if the kid didn't do it, then she was going to.
She was
going to
find them.
Yeah, well, she found the laundry and she's folding it. She's right behind. I didn't even hear her come in.
He's sneaky that way.
So, you know, she's not listening to the show at all. You are. Oh, she's listening to me. She can't hear you or the music. That's all right. What's that? Well, you probably have no idea what we're talking about anyway. It's all game stuff anyway. It's okay. She has no idea what the hell we're talking about, so. Mom, do you want to say hi to everyone? I announced last week that you were coming on. Well, not coming on the show, but that you'd be coming to Washington. Come over here and just say hi to everyone in the mic.
From you?
Well, you can if you want to.
Hi, everybody.
That's my mom. She arrived today from New Hampshire. Very happy to have her.
He has to say that. I made him.
Well, I got people coming up here on the in the chat in game saying hi to you if you want to see it. Everyone
They're
says hi, Mom.
Hi.
So we're having a good time. We had a little bit of a wet weekend.
Yeah.
I apologize if I'm being a little quiet in my own Christmas party here, a Frostville party here, but you know I do have an issue typing and talking at the same time.
You can't do it.
Well, I can. It's just long period.
Like walking and chewing gum, you know.
I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I have a hard time carrying on two conversations at the exact same time. And Matharius has given me a fruitcake.
Uh-oh.
He's either giving me a fruitcake or calling me a fruitcake. I'm not sure. No, he gave me a fruitcake. All right. Thank you very much, Matharius. See, Mom, this is the game I play. All these people are from all over the world. This is a little design, a little set that I designed for our little holiday party. And let me zoom in here. This mouse guy right here with a red hat.
A mouse guy.
That's Terry.
No, I'm not. Terry that came over the house to get the cake.
Yeah, I don't think had the tail.
Not quite.
So we're all having a good time here. That was probably.
I've got to try and quit harvesting. I swear I.
Well, I stopped doing it. I just gave everything to you.
I can't quit.
You must quit. Stop it.
I had a silly goal. I thought, oh, it'd be cool to have like a full, you know, stack, 200, you know, 200
of like one of everything.
Yeah, because I can put them in my harvest depot that I'm going to make shortly, as soon as, you know, in my home. I can just stash them all in there. And then next year, when Frostville comes around, instead of you running out and harvesting, you can hit the house and grab 20 or whatever you want and go.
Right.
You know, but it's proving to be hard. Because there is, besides the 10, the top 10, there's like, what was it, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. About 14 items that really fall down into the, you know, they're just rare. You can have tons of everything else except these items.
Right.
I don't know. Pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you go ahead.
No, speaking of butts, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little snow companion from Santa Claus.
Oh yes, from the you get that as a gift from him?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten my gift yet.
Yesterday
I got the Santa Glug plushie. And I put him up in my sled here. I put him up in my sled.
I want him. I want him so bad. I've drug out my army of alts to go and try and get one. And nobody's got one yet. Everybody's got coal and baubles and...
Yeah, we have a few of those enchanted snowmen running around the hall here.
So my question to everybody in channel, and you can... you know, you can, hopefully everybody at the party is listening, they can answer. I mean, if you've gotten your little pet snowman, what did you name him? And if you haven't yet, what name do you plan on giving him? That's what I want to know.
Tarsalus, this is our buddy Taryn, has named him Enchanted Snowman.
Okay. Mantros from Lucan Delir says he calls his Tim.
Mm-hmm.
I think I asked that in Arcane Masters, and they've named him Jack and Frost.
Someone named Jaxel has named him Innocent.
Crommy.
Plarfia. On the Tony Vale services, they named theirs Melting. Nice.
Chromie has named one Archie. You say it. You're better at the bigger words. Archie Blandard?
Hmm.
Blandard?
Arch Blanchard.
I don't get that one.
Perhaps Art Blanchard is a character of some kind. Let me look that up. I'm going to look that up. Art Blanchard. Either that or maybe that's his real name in real life. Art Blanchard. Not Alt Blanchard. Art Blanchard.
That's amazing. Rowan saying, what about Frosty? Prophet? Let's see. Cheddarella's got one that you're going to have to pronounce that I can't do.
Well, there is an Art Blanchard who is an artist. Maybe named after that, I don't know. What's that now? Cheddarella, oh god.
Mm-hmm.
Schneebiton, I think.
Okay, so you want to know what I named mine?
Snowy Butt.
Yep, because when he goes running down, he leaves his little snowy trail with his butt.
Mm-hmm.
So his name's Snowy Butt. I like him. I did feedback as soon as I found him, and I was like, oh, this is so cool, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him. Well, I figured, you know, hey, that was a really pretty cool item, a little snowman pet.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do, do they still have the candy cane races? Where you run around
yep.
and you... you
yes,
okay.
I do.
Oh, yeah, you get a reward for that, and you can turn yourself into a snowman. So you could actually be a snowman with a little snowman pet riding around. That would be kind of cute.
There you go.
The name is German for little man of snow. Okay. That's cool.
Well, all right then.
And Valerie? Is that how you say your name?
Yep, looks like it.
If they get one, they're going to name him George, and we'll hug and squeeze him and love him, and yes.
I will hug him and squeeze him and call him George. Let's see, I've been asked to make an announcement that the Incy Wincy Spider is open right now. South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server. I believe it's for Bale Court. I could be wrong about that. But for Bale Court sounds about right. And the Vagabond Knights is under new leadership. Toasta and Spindle have taken a break from the EverQuest 2. But the Vagabond Knights are still going strong and are going under new leadership. Telus and Abaja have stepped up to lead the Vagabond Knights. That's the news that I have.
I have a question. Maybe we're going to get in trouble for talking about it. But,
what?
You know, can a guild continue under the name if the leader leaves?
If the original founder of the guild leaves the game and petitions that the guild be disbanded, the person who creates the guild owns the guild. And if they do not seriously do not want you to continue with that name, they can pretty much what they'd have to do is disband the guild, keep the name above their head, and then leave the game. Which is what happened to the Legacy of Kithakor, the original guild here on EverQuest 2, is leadership of that guild is under a defunct character.
Yeah.
Hasn't been played since 2005.
But you started it.
But I started it. If I really wanted to, I could petition to have leadership transferred back to me.
But then what would happen to this one?
Oh, I wouldn't do it. Why would I want to?
True. But the question more is like, okay, Legion of Kithakor is you, mainly.
Yeah.
You know, if you think, the Legion of Kithakor would not be the Legion of Kithakor without your presence in it.
No, we've had this conversation in guild meetings, and if I ever decided to leave EverQuest 2, get the guild folds with me.
Yeah, because I can't see it. Continuing without you, your presence in it in some form or another.
No, I think it was Trueflight that said it best, is the Legion of Kithakor is Jethel. Or Jethel is the Legion of Kithakor, however he said it. If I ever decided to leave the guild, to leave the game, the guild goes down.
I mean, there's a difference between, you know, taking a breather and just leaving. So,
right.
in the case of the Vagabond Knights, you know, if Spindle and Tosta ever leave, would the Vagabond Knights, the name still be, I don't see it being without them. You know, to me, that's them. Am I wrong?
I have absolutely no problem with the Vagabond Knights continuing without them.
True. I mean, Telus is taking it over, right?
Telus and Abaja.
Okay. They're pretty... They've been with...
They've been with the VK from...
Forever.
And I have every confidence in them. You know, if you're saying that the Vagabond Knights would not be the same without Spindle and Tosta, well, that's not... I mean, we've never been in the VK. That's not for us to decide.
I mean, looking out from the looking in from the outside, that's all. Hmm. I mean, like with Legacy of Honor, without Clump, you know.
Well, we're not going to get into integral relations. That is seriously not our place to be talking about. They're not our guilds.
All right. I just thought I'd throw it out there for conversation.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine if you want to get generalized with it, but if you're going to start talking about specific guilds...
Okay, well, then general. Then.
In general, it really would depend. I mean, I think everyone in the Legion is pretty much on the same page that if I ever left, you know, there's no more Legion, that's it. However, in a military structure, like the Knights of Freeport have changed leaders several times... And they still have lots of members and stuff like that, and I still agree that they're one of the best evil role-playing guilds on the game. I don't like their tactics, but then again, I'm not supposed to.
Well, of course not. Not unless you were on the Freeport side.
Right. So, you know, I don't think it's any different. I mean, it's not... Okay, sure, they were the Vagabond Knights, but they weren't Tosta and Spindles. You know, this wasn't the Tosta and Spindle Club. This was the Vagabond Knights. They've chosen to hand off leadership to someone new, and I've got no problem with that. It'd be, you know, yeah, I can see it being kind of weird for some people, but, you know, that's for, you know, others to take on themselves. Wow, we are getting quite a crowd here. We have 22 people in the hall right now, and only 11 of them are ours. So once again,
that's
for
what the party's for, you know.
Mm-hmm. And once again, I do apologize for not talking in game, but like I said, I have a hard time talking about, you know, holding two entirely separate conversations at the same time. Now, I do have something that we needed to touch on here.
Uh-oh.
No, nothing bad. Something
with
good,
both
actually.
Fingers.
EQ2 Talk, which is Delmon's new gig, EQ2 Talk with Delmon and Elusis, are doing a little charity work, and they want everyone to check out the participation in the Child's Play charity organization, and they also have a few things for auction at EQ2Talk.com. Let me see if there's a direct link there. Hold on a second. Yes. If you go to EQ2Talk.com, the first post there says mugshots with two G's. And that's the little charity work that they're doing. Because they have a couple of clay. I think they're clay. I don't know what they are, really. Maybe they're latex of some kind. Well, they have some kind of figurines there. One looks like a Lucia, and the other one is the Delmon. That are up for auction. And proceeds will go to the Child's Play Network. See anything else here? Children's Hospitals. Of course, that's Child's Play, of course. Child Play is a Seattle-based gamer-run organization that holds its animal toy drive for the children's hospitals of the U.S. and throughout the world. And it's a great organization, and, you know, they're helping out the kids. And if you want to give them a hand, go to EQ2Talk.com and click the link there on the first post. Go to the mugs area, and there you go. There you have it. you can bid on a couple of mugs. Proceeds to go to charity. I think it's a good thing.
Good thing. Do you know that SOE Podcast 100 is going to be done live this week?
Yes, and I hope our packages get there.
That would be good.
Yep, SOE Podcast 100 is going to be live this week, and hopefully they're going to get our yearly delivery of fudge. Homemade Elkin Jenna's Triple Chocolate Evil Fudge.
With extra evil.
With extra evil.
So when is it going to take place?
I have no idea. End of the week, you said, right?
No.
Well, I don't know. Let me look it up. Hey, I've been out in Seattle getting my mom all day. I don't have time.
Okay, it's going to be Thursday at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune into it from...
SOE.com.
No. Stick'em. They've got a Stick'em account.
Oh, they're going to be a video podcast.
Yes, they're going to be broadcasting live and videoing it, too. So you can watch them and hear them all at the same time.
Well, there you go.
So if you want more information, go to the station forums and look under Podcast 100 Prep. There's a link to the Stick'em. I'm pretty sure Jethel will do a link to that from Kithacore, won't you?
Can do.
Mm-hmm. So, Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tune in to Stick'em and so you can watch and hear the podcast. This is their 100th year, so if you want, you can always...
100th episode, not the 100th year.
Okay, 100th episode. Sending in some congratulation email would be, like, totally cool.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Amy's,
Ashlyn?
Yeah, Ashlyn's email.
I don't know. Why would we want their email?
So people can send an email to congratulate them on their 100th podcast.
Well, I would just say go to... Let's see here. I would just go to SOE.com, go to the discussion forums... And then Station Games, which will bring you to the station stuff there. And you can go to podcast discussions and congratulate them right there.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, 100 episodes. So when do you think the SOE podcast is going to jump the shark?
What do you... I don't know. So far, they haven't.
All right. I just hope they don't try to get Henry Winkler on there to prove how cool they are, and they jump a tiger shark in a cage. I'm too old for this. Anyway.
So, what do we have planned this week? Have you done all your Fossfell quests?
I have, actually. I've done all the Fossfell quests. Of course, some of them are repeatable and you get multiple rewards. But I've done all the quests at least once.
You've been busy going in and getting fog. I know that.
Well, yeah. I mean, for those of you who don't
know...
For those of you who don't know, you go to the Icy Keep The Return, not the regular one. You have to go to The Return. And up on the second level, around where you place some of the planks to jump one of the gaps, you will see a red puzzle box on the ground next to a doorway. Now you can go in, I sneak in. I can invis up, go in, or once you've actually cleared it, then it's clear, and that's all there is to it. There are no mobs in there. So you can just go on in, sneak up to the second level, and it's right there in the doorway, and you can do it once every 24 hours. there will be a little red box there. Oh, and you need to have, let me link this, you need to have an item on you in order to see it.
I think mine's hanging on my wall.
Yeah, you're going to need to get that.
I have to go get it.
That is the Corval's Blade. I just linked that in the chat channel. Yeah, you need to have that on you in your inventory. It can be in a bag, whatever. You don't have to be equipping it, because I don't think you can equip it anyway.
Where'd we get that? Was that from...
From the Return.
Oh, yeah.
Good to go in there, and one of the things you have to fight is Corval.
Right.
And you get that sword, have it in your inventory, go up to the second floor, and you'll see the little puzzle box. And, yeah, you pick that up, and it shows up as a bank of icy fog or something like that in your inventory. And you can do that once every 24 hours.
And so what's the count in the Guild Hall right now?
Still 22.
Okay. I'm making up some Frostfell crackers to bring over and hand out, so I need to know how many.
Okay.
I'm about halfway done.
All right.
It don't take me long.
That's fine.
So far, what's been your favorite thing of Frostfell?
I don't think I have one specific thing.
All right, well, name a couple things.
I mean, like, I do love some of the new things you can craft.
Such as?
They have new dividers. Let's see here. Oh, not move. Examine. I have several of these. There we go.
I like the star pattern on those.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. So I have several of those on the lake as a backdrop.
What about the other ones? Did you notice the ones that look like... I've heard somebody made a...
there's a gingerbread.
Gingerbread one. House out of them.
I have not seen that.
Well, somebody in the lore channel was saying they finally finished their gingerbread house, and I didn't catch the name.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be in the house decoration.
Mm-hmm.
The Narathian home show. I'm sure it'll be there.
I can't see using those dividers on a normal basis.
No, not the gingerbread ones. No, because they have.
What about the ones you just linked?
Well, I suppose. I mean, depending on what you wanted to do with them. I don't think they're specific for Frostfell, but... I think the one that I linked could be used in different areas. And then there's a purple one as well. A purple and white one.
But that one's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, but the gingerbread wall, no, I can't see that being used in an everyday house. That's just too definitively Frostfell.
So it would be definitely something we'd find in Lyra's house, right?
Most definitely. But you know, she's not a Frostfell elf.
Of course not.
Of course not.
She just wanna be.
Mm-hmm.
Second cousin twice removed. There you go.
There we go.
So what's another item that you found fascinating?
Well, you know, just one thing I kind of wish. I wish there was a way we can get... more of... Let me link this here. I wish we could get more of these... Oh, come on. Frosted Frostfell trees without having to play a pet... without having to pay a plat each for them.
Well, I just go make an alt.
Well, that's what I did to get the six that I have here.
Isn't there supposed to be a green one? Or is that the first one they get?
The green one you get from... you can get a lot of green ones, actually. That's the goblin that's outside of the Iron Toes estate.
Right.
And if you do that quest enough, then you get the wreath.
Right.
But yeah, I have the... I have one green one and six frosted ones here.
Is the tree for the green one repeatable? I forgot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once every day, I think. I could be wrong about that.
I might have to go do that. I need to go run Krima through hers because she gets the evil tree.
Oh, yes.
I like those. Those are cool.
Yeah, the evil tree with the eyes. No.
And the bats.
I can't see myself using that one.
Well, it's kind of cool.
I think I can definitely say we're going to have a short show tonight.
It's been a long day.
I've had a long day. I've been behind the wheel for hours and hours and hours. And it was bad. Traffic was bad. I'm tired. Now I sound like Dave Seville. Well, the Chipmunks are doing the little song there. I'm cold. I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing that the Sony podcast is doing is they're taking in requests for carols?
Not requests for carols. It's a contest.
A contest.
A contest. Let me go to the site there and see if they have ended the contest yet. But, yeah, they're taking contests for Frostfell Carols. And they will, and the winner will have their sung live on the podcast. So let me see here. Fun and games. Where is it? Where the heck is it?
They'll announce whoever wins.
Oh, here it is. SOE.
Thursday.
SOE podcast. SOE Halloween. Yeah. SOE Holiday Carol Challenge. They didn't call it the Frostfell Challenge. Because
it's a holiday challenge.
Well, it's not called Frostfell on every game. That's why.
Right.
So let's see here. Boy, this is from last year. What the hell?
Do you want to
this is last year's.
Well, maybe they're using the same one. This is last year they asked for the same sort of stuff, too.
Hmm.
They had a holiday challenge.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Oh, here it is. It's posted at the top. Hey, those are chocolate. You can't have those. Mom, stealing my Whoppers.
What's wrong with that?
I'm taking them away from him.
No!
By the time I leave here, he'll be as handsome as he ever was. Nice and slim.
I rock. Well, it looks like they're not showing a deadline here. In celebration of the holiday season, take your favorite holiday song, words to a SOE game.
You need to get it in before Thursday, I'm pretty sure, because Thursday, when they do the live podcast, broadcast.
I guess they're running it right up until the, right up until the podcast.
Well, if I was going to do it, I would put one in, you know, before then. Like
Here it is, submissions for the forum challenge will be accepted from Wednesday the 8th until Wednesday the 15th, so you get until tomorrow.
Oh, and tomorrow is another thing. Tomorrow is the first day of our presents! Our presents!
Oh, yeah.
We get our mystery items 1 and 2 tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Well, I can't wait to see what we're going to be getting.
Now, a lot of people have asked me, sent me tills, how does this work? And every time I post something about, the wolves, they got a movie out for about the wolves.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, cool. The way I understand it, you need to have an account in good standing, a paid account. I would guess that any account, even if you got it paid up, if you're doing cards, paying off the cards, as long as it's paid up, and you have an account, and you've had an account on December 14th, which is today, you'll be eligible for the rewards. And you would have to stay in a good grace with an active account up into when they release Destiny of Valios to get the Ice Wolf mount and the Vampiric race.
Yep. And so we honestly don't know what we're getting tomorrow.
No.
From Sony.
No idea.
I will get up bright and early, and I will check my account, and whatever I find, I will post at kitthecore.org.
Would it be up tonight?
I honestly don't have a clue, and the way I'm feeling right now, I don't think I'll be up at midnight. So, as soon as I find out, I will make a post at kitthecore.org, and I'm sure they're going to announce it on the official forums and at EverQuest2.com. And you can probably bet your bottom dollar that Calvane from the Zam.com will be whipping someone into shape and having them stay up till midnight tonight.
You bet.
That's what, hey, they're paid to do this stuff. I'm not. So, I'll check it out tomorrow morning.
But it's like, I can't wait to see what it is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, if I'm up at midnight, and I might be, who knows? I might be. As soon as we find out what these items are that they're going to be giving to us, I'll post it. But I doubt I'll be up at midnight. You know what's funny? I'm looking at my, your bookshelf here. That's some of the software I have.
Yeah.
One of the items on here is the Matrix Online. They don't even produce the game anymore.
Wow.
I guess it's just a, collector's item. Wouldn't even be a collector's item. I don't know. Hold on to it for nostalgia, I guess.
True.
It's a game that hit. It's a game that hit the Bug Zapper. Remember the Bug Zapper?
Mm-hmm.
And GU Comics, they still have that, by the way. every time a game goes down the tubes, it hits the Bug Zapper.
It's the Bug Zapper.
You know what was funny about, I told you this, but I'm going to say it on the air. I was trying to find my mom at the airport for 45 minutes. The reason I couldn't find her was she looks nothing like I remember her. Did we bring home the right person? Well, the thing is, she's lost a ton of weight. And I was looking for, last time I saw her, she had the salt and pepper hair, and it was cropped very short. Now she's let her hair grow out, is blonde, and she has lost a lot of weight. I mean,
she looks great.
She looks very good. And, I'm walking around. I'm on the phone with United Airlines. Hey, look, I need to locate a passenger. I just need to know, was she on the flight? So I'm on the phone with United Airlines, and they just got done telling me that she was delayed to another flight. Apparently, they knew nothing about what they were talking about, because all of a sudden, I get a phone call buzzing in from area code 603. Oh, that's Mom. Gotta get that. So I hung up with United Airlines. Yeah, Mom, and she's like, well, I'm at baggage claim 16. Well, that's where I'm supposed to be. And I was only just a few over there. I was at the escalators. And I start walking on. I'm like, well, I don't see you. And she's like, well, I think I see you. And she gives me a little wave. And I'm like, who is this person? Who is this woman? And then I get closer. I'm like, oh, my God. She changed her hair. She's lost a lot of weight. I didn't recognize her at all. So I probably passed by her God knows how many times. Just didn't recognize her. Anyway. So that was my fun today. And of course, driving while it's raining, with the sun just at a right angle, so it was blinding me for about 40 minutes of the drive to Seattle. Sucked. I never want to do that again.
Well, I won't come anymore.
Hey, I'll send a bus for you.
No, I'm not ready to take the airplane. Well, I'm going to
better
bed.
Send a limo.
I've been up now for almost 36 hours.
Yeah, you going to go to bed, Mom?
Yes,
okay.
I am. Mwah. Good night.
Okay. Good night, Mom. You get some sleep. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Actually, she's on a time schedule that's 3 hours ahead of ours. She's probably going to beat you getting up.
Probably.
Yeah. Good night, Mom. Love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. Okay, so Mom's going to bed.
Well, I'm hopping over to the Legion, and I've got some Frostfell crackers to hand out.
All right.
Get to see what's in them. Forgot what's in them. There's hats and all that stuff.
See,
have you gotten any of the new cloaks or the wall hangings as presents yet?
Wall hangings? No, I have not received any wall hangings.
Yeah, I don't think I have any on me at the moment, or I'd link them.
No, I don't think I've seen any. I have not gotten any new cloaks. Oh, wait. Yeah, I did get a drape of some kind. or they call it a wrap, I guess.
There's a wrap, and then there's a wall hanging.
I have not received the wall hanging.
No, I don't have them on me right now. There we go.
Okay.
There we go, yep.
Snowfall Tapestry. Let me check that out. Oh, that looks nice. That looks like a blue version of the cloak that I'm wearing.
Okay, so anyone at the party that wants a Frostfell cracker can come to the edge of the docks here, and I'll hand you one. I'm not gonna, you know, hunt people down.
Oh, you're here at the frozen lake.
Yep, I see people coming. Yep. Okay.
And right. Crackers are not consumable. They're fireworks.
Well, you get something from them.
Oh, that's right.
After you get one from me, go ahead and you know, head off so I can get the next person.
Okay, I'll get over here because I have no idea what the prizes are this year.
If I remember right, there was hats and I don't know what else.
We shall see.
So, you know, open them up and see what you get. That takes a lot of the rare stuff, too, let me tell you. Festive fabric for one. And,
well, you know, you're giving away a random gift. I'm saddened that Lyra isn't here.
Yeah, I know.
Lyra. Aww. Well, she's not on at all.
Doo-doo-doo.
And I'll get over here so you can get one.
Yep. I'm handing them out as fast as I can.
Okay, so let's see what I got here. Set this thing off.
So yeah, after you get one, go ahead and move away so I'm not doubling up. Who else?
It looks like I got a bauble. God, I got so many of those.
You get a bauble, or there's hats, and I forgot what else.
Yeah, I got a red and gold oblong bauble.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, it is different, I guess.
Decorative wrap.
So silly.
I wonder if the crackers are on the same loot table as the Frostfell gifts from Santa Claus.
Could be. I do not know. I am not knowing. And not knowing is the other half of the battle.
There's a firework thing, and then you get something. Remember the first year that you got these, they had like a different color hat in them, like a blue one.
Looks like Santania got a green Frostfell hat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyone who has not gotten a Frostfell firecracker, come see me. This is kind of fun. They're fun to make and hand out. You get to it each time. It just takes a lot of the rares. I know it takes the festive fabric, which is one of those that is like hard to get, and one other thing that was a little on the rare side. As far as I did not have a stack of 200 of these things. Well, I made one for everybody here, but not everybody's coming over.
Maybe they don't want.
Well, that's fine. See, now there it is. The festive starry hat, which is blue with stars on it, right? Now that one's red.
Red.
There's one that's blue with stars on it.
And you know what I'm noticing? The ones that start with capital letters actually fit your head better. They cover your ears and go around to the back of your head.
Well, it's because it's a different style.
Mm-hmm.
One's more like a wizard's hat or something. But the bands on them are real shiny.
Yeah.
That's it. Royal Starry. Yeah, that's the blue one with the stars.
Yeah.
And the white band part's real shiny. What is this? Hand out another one. I think I did this last year for the guild. I made everybody one in the guild and sent them off in the mail.
I think so, yeah.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
I know what I have to do. I'll be right back.
I made like 40 of them or something.
Probably driving everyone insane. What you can hear is in the background, I've been having Christmas Don't Be Late from the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
The instrumental to it playing this entire time.
That's got to drive people nuts.
It's almost as bad as the Riverbed music.
So how much more fudge do we got to make?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
Got to make one for my
brother. I commandeered you to stir this year.
Yeah.
Gee, that's the hardest part, I think.
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
And now you know why. That's why it's extra evil this year.
And knowing why is half the battle.
Oh, I had one of those counters, or it something that happens. When you're crafting, ended up with an ornate Frostfell snowflake.
Okay.
Every time that happens, you get one of these things. I've never got anything different.
Huh.
And yeah, the snow and little sparkles things come off of them. They're kind of cool. I've got quite a few of them.
Yeah, I've got some in the bank myself.
But I made some bells when I was out there in Frostfell. The red, I like the bells. They're different this year. No, something else, but I can't think of anything now. I'm blank.
Blank.
Are we having a show next week?
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't know. You want to take the week off? Well, no, we're definitely going to be, let's see, next week will be the 21st. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I don't know.
That'll be our last broadcast before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Yeah, because we're definitely going to want to talk about the stuff we got for the thing.
For the thing?
For tomorrow.
Oh, well, yeah. And speculate what's coming in January.
Wild speculation!
I want the wolf. I can't wait for the wolf. Oh, and what sort of cookies do you want?
In-game or out-of-game?
Out-of-game.
I'm always partial to chocolate chip.
Okay, Urson, you have your answer.
When is Urson coming up?
I don't know. I was just asked what sort of cookies we want. They want fudge.
Santini and Urson, when are you coming up? I invited them up this weekend, but Santini said that they were going to be busy. So I don't know when they're coming.
Maybe after Christmas?
Well, we're definitely going to be doing New Year's.
Yes, Terrence.
Hmm?
Terry. Terrence.
Taryn.
Taryn. Yes, Taryn.
What?
Mousy wants fudge. Mousy wants fudge.
Of course.
No fudge for Mousy. Ha! 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 Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Ha! 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 Ha!
Evil.
Well, that's all I got. I'm out, man.
You're out what?
Out of things to come up with, to bug you with.
I'm just tired.
I know.
I hate driving that distance. I hate city driving in general.
I wish you could drop items in game. I'd run around and drop firecrackers on the floor.
There you go.
People could pick them up if they wanted to.
That'd be cool. So we've got a bunch of people.
But I still like what you did. You made the little lake out here in our funny Antonica ice.
Mm-hmm.
And,
That was interesting, actually. That was the first time I used the house editor to tile something, and it have it turn out good.
You actually figured out how to do it?
Yep. Haha, and I just made 22 people flirt with each other. I ran back to my house and got the illiteracy charm.
God. So we're all out here flirting with each other. Oh, you know, this would be a good time for me to get my to claim my friggin' party hat. Let's see.
Party hat? Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Bristlebane party hat. Weird.
What's that?
Well, what do? Do I get two of them? That's weird. Hang on a second. Something's not right here.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Well, I went to go claim and it says one remaining, and I didn't think much of it until I looked over and looked at the you know, the button that you shouldn't push because it'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And it says one remaining.
I don't know.
So let me do a double check of my stuff, because I don't want to grab two on one account. Only problem is I can't check the vault from here.
Nope.
But if I had it, it would probably be in the bank. So, Bristlebane party hat. See if I got it. Because I know I claim my my thing, my button. I thought I claimed it. That's what's funny. Wait a minute, is that it? No, nope, it's a hood of fate. B is for Bristlebane. I got Bristlebane's lucky coin.
There you go.
That was an item from something. You can't do anything with it, but I kept it. Sewing bag of evil. Blueprint for personal harvest depot, which I need to work up to use. Bag of bales tailoring needle. Bag of teleportation pads. B. Brewmeister's backpack. You know, I could have swore, unless it's a one, do you use it and then lose it?
I don't know.
That would be terrible. Well, that's got me perplexed. really does. I know I mean, I could have swore I claimed it.
I couldn't tell you.
You know?
I don't know.
You're supposed to know these things.
I know nothing.
Yes, you're supposed to be helpful. I don't think. All right, I'll claim it and we'll see what happens. That'll be a shame if I lose it. But why do I have another button?
I don't understand
why I have another Doomsday Overclock Tinker control button.
Nothing in my claim window that I haven't already gotten.
Okay, I have just claimed it. Mm-hmm. Huh. Alright. And we will put it on the head. I'm not going to show it because it looks really funny.
Well, you can you could link it in the channel so other people can see what they look like.
Okay. Hang on. Here we go. Here, try this on.
Let's see. Where's Wayne Party Gather?
Yep, now you can see why I really don't want to wear it.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird.
But I'll come back over and where are you at? And you can strike up the band and I'll bring Bristlebane out. Where are you?
I'll strike up the band right in front of the table.
Where's the friggin' table?
It's on the lake, hon.
On the lake. There's fog in my eyes. I can't see where I'm going.
Oh, well.
Okay, I'm standing right beside you. You look nice in that cape.
And there's the band.
And boom!
Halfling dancers.
Yes. Bristlebane and halfling dancers. We got quite a party going here, don't we now? Hmm. And somebody just pelted me with a friggin' snowman, or snowball.
I have been getting that all night, so don't worry about it.
I'm being bombarded. Oh, that was another thing. If you hail your little snowman, he hits you with a snowball.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
What happens if I hail him? He throws a snowball at me.
Yeah. Ah, stop it! I got snow in my leggings now.
Aww. Well, you know what? I think we're out of stuff to talk about. I'm just going to play music and I'm going to enjoy the party here.
Okay.
So let me adjust my playlist a little bit. And I'm going to play my little ending shtick, and then we'll end with an hour or so of Frostfell music. And we'll just enjoy the party. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Frostfell Party episode. And let's continue on with the party. And I'm signing off, and we're just going to go with some music.
That's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.